discussion between Ramanandara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are some initial verses. They say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yeto bahya, this is external. There are few verses. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told like that, why it is external? I just want to.
The question is, in Madhyavaya Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there's a discussion between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's called Ramananda Samvad. Vad means speech, complete talks of Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is asking questions and Ramananda Roy is answering, but actually he himself is saying that he's actually a parrot being taught to speak by Lord Chaitanya. The questions are by Lord Chaitanya. The answers are also by Lord Chaitanya. So in the beginning, Lord Chaitanya asked the question, what is the goal of life and how to attain the goal of life? So Ramananda Roy gave the answer, to define the goal of life and the means to attain the goal of life by explaining karma and jnana and bhakti and this and that. So he said verses like Yat Kuroshi Achinashi, which is...
Sarvadharman Parityaja.
He said different verses from Gita. And Lord Chaitanya said, Age.
Eto bahya.
Eto bahya. So this is external. Go farther. Speak. Go farther. So he said, so the question is, why is Lord Chaitanya saying Bhagavad Gita is external? Because Bhagavad Gita says to surrender everything, give up all dharma and surrender to me. Lord Chaitanya is saying that's external. So what's the answer? So the answer is, it's external to what Lord Chaitanya wants to teach. As far as dharma, dharma, art, kam, moksha, the star is terms of moksha, which is the goal of the Upanishads and all the Vedic literature. The Gita is not external. Gita is leading to moksha. But Gita is external in terms of what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. Because he said Sarva Dharma Prasiddha, he quoted 1866 of Gita, where Krishna's telling Arjuna, surrender everything and worship me. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's external. Because Lord Chaitanya came to teach Braj Bhakti, Radha Bhakti, the prema of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And that's not taught in Bhagavad Gita, that's not taught in the Upanishads, not taught in the Vedas, that's taught in the Srimad Bhagavatam and emphasized by Lord Chaitanya. So until Ramananda Roy got to that point, he said external. External, and then he stopped saying external, he said speak, go further.
Yes, so hi, if this is okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, first he said that's external to what I'm coming to teach. Then he didn't say external. He said, that's okay, but speak, go higher. Because Ramananda Roy said, Dasya Bhakti. He said, that's okay, that's good, but not go higher. He said, Sakya Bhakti. He said, that's okay. And finally he talked about Madhurya Bhakti. He said, that's okay, go higher. Then he talked about Krishna Bhakti. He said, that's okay, go higher. Then he talked about Radha Bhakti. He said, now you're getting there. You talk about Rarani's Baba. He said, yes, now this is right, this is the topmost thing. Now how you attain the topmost thing? Then you talk about Raghunuga Bhakti, and you talk about Siddhadeya, and meditating on Siddhadeya. That's all taught in Madhuya chapter 8. The resident said, this is the final point. This is the goal of life and this is the means to attain it. The goal of life is Radha Krishna save in Vrindavan, and the way to attain is Raghunuga Bhakti and Siddhadeya, meditation. It's all taught there. That's why it's the summary of the whole teaching of Lord Chaitanya is Madhuya chapter 8. It's the Priyojana and the Abhideya, the goal of life and the means to attain it. He teaches, because he says, Raghunuga Bhakti, and Lord Chaitanya says, how do you practice that? Then he teaches all that. All those teachings of that chapter are in my book, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunuga Bhakti book.